Chapter 21. I was sorry that Josephine had missed all the drama. She would have enjoyed it. She was getting better very quickly and would soon be home. But before she came back, one more important event took place. I was in the garden one morning with Brenda, who said that she needed some exercise, and Sophia. After a while, Brenda said abruptly, "You're giving Lawrence the sack, Sophia."
"Why?"
"We're making other arrangements for Eustace," Sophia said quietly, "and Josephine is going to Switzerland."
"Well, you've upset Lawrence very much. He feels you don't trust him."
Sophia didn't answer, and at that moment, a car arrived in front of the house, and Chief Inspector Taverner stepped out. He went into the house.
"Why have the police come back?" said Brenda nervously. "What do they want now?"
I thought I knew why they had come, because of the letters. Taverner came out of the house again and walked over to us. He spoke to Brenda in his official voice.
"Brenda Leonides, I'm arresting you on suspicion of murdering Aristide Leonides with Esserine on September 19th.
Brenda completely lost control of herself. She held on to me and screamed,
"No! No, it isn't true! Charles, tell them! I didn't do it! I don't know anything about it! Don't let them take me away! It isn't true! I haven't done anything!"
It was a horrible scene. All I could do was try and calm her down. I told her that I would arrange for a lawyer for her, that a lawyer would help her with everything.
"Come along, Mrs. Leonides," said Taverner. "We have to go now."
"Lawrence,"
she said, staring at Taverner.
"What have you done to Lawrence?"
"Mr. Lawrence Brown is also under arrest," said Taverner.
At this news, Brenda fell to the ground. The tears fell down her face as Taverner quietly helped her towards the car. Lawrence Brown came out of the house with a police officer, and they all got into the car and drove away. Sophia was pale and upset.
"It's horrible, Charles," she said. "You must get her a really good lawyer."
She sighed deeply.
"But why have they been arrested now?"
I explained that the police had found love letters from Brenda and Lawrence. "It is horrible, Sophia," I added. "But isn't it what we wanted? You said yourself it would be all right if the right person had killed your grandfather. Brenda was the right person, wasn't she? Brenda or Lawrence?"
"Don't say that, Charles. You make me feel awful."
"But it's true, isn't it? Now things can go back to normal, and we can get married. Your family are cleared of suspicion. Of course, none of you really had a motive." Sophia's face suddenly went white.
"Except me, Charles," she said. "I had a motive. I knew about the will."
"What?" I stared at her. I suddenly felt cold. "I knew that Grandfather had left his money to me. He told me. He said I must look after the family when he was gone."
"Why didn't you tell me?" "When there was such confusion with the will, I thought perhaps he'd made a mistake or changed his mind. I didn't want him to leave everything to me. I was afraid."
"Afraid?" I said. "Why?"
Because of the murder."
So Sophia had been afraid that she would be suspected of murder. I understood now why she had refused to be engaged to me and why she had desperately wanted to know the truth. As we walked back towards the house, I suddenly remembered something Sophia had said, that she supposed she could murder someone, but only for something really important.